I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Hello and welcome to episode 25.
Wow.
Blimey.
That's 20th episode.
Yeah.
Call blimey, Gavin.
Call blimey.
Who would have think we've made it this far?
Fucking hell, man. I thought.
Not me.
We only last like three episodes. God.
Well, we're here to stay. Fuckers.
Yeah, I think we are. Last time I checked, yep. My pants.
God. What's that got to do with anything?
Fuck knows!
You just like checking your pants.
I'm getting severely scared now, but it's still in the fucking room with you two. Take a fucking chastity belt with me.
Yeah, baby! Oh, God! Can you imagine?
No, I don't want to! Fuck!
Planet in the fucking shower coming out stark bullock naked.
That's something nobody wants to imagine.
Okay.
I reckon it's going to be like the school trips you go on when you're 11.
Yeah.
And it's your first time away from home.
Your first homosexual
Well, not for me. It was.
All right,
so ooh, there's a story there.
No, I started young. No, you know, it's like your first time away from home, you're 11, and they put you in a room with like three of your mates.
Yeah.
And you have an overnight stay in a museum or some bullshit like that. And you spend all night going, hey, lads, listen to this. We made a fart.
I think it's going to be like that, possibly.
Like,
hey, listen, Winky.
Oh, put your cock away.
Get out of my face.
I think actually my girlfriend might come along, so
just to keep us from going gay.
Yeah.
Scoby's scared.
I feel you.
They're not actually homosexuals.
I think he's gonna cancel his flight.
Canada's already paid.
Ah, well, you're stuck with us, you bastard. Right.
Sure. ID cards on eBay and Riscos on Cadence. What have we got today? Tons of fucking ID cards.
Well, I just want to say about Friday's meeting. We're going to be meeting up probably at Trocadero around about... from 6 o'clock to 7:30. If you want to come along, do come along. What we're going to be talking about is preparation for the 7th of October, which is going to be the Hacker Voice Conference. We're going to be discussing tech, hacking, security, and a few presentations, maybe a few speeches. And it'll be good to mull over that on Friday. Get a few ideas bumping around, and then we can bring them back to here.
A few beers as well.
Yeah.
Cool.
The venue will be announced shortly. I'm still looking into that, what's going to be happening. It's going to be close in somewhere in central London. So basically the plan is for everybody to meet up. We go off to our hotel, book the hotel, dump everything, go back into the venue, meet everyone at the venue, and sort all that kind of stuff out. Also, I'd like to say to people to go back and visit the forums, post something, and also announcements will be made readily available.
Yeah, we need a thread on there, something along the lines of who the hell's going. and then post into that saying, I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm going too.
I'm going.
But I'll be there. For the not for the mid-month,
no.
Which is Friday, as you say.
Yeah.
But for the mini-con.
Sure.
Slash 2600 extended kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be there for that.
Cool. That's probably when you'll be getting your t-shirts and hoodies.
Yay!
Because I've been quite busy and I've been a bad Belial, so I haven't been able to send them
bad
off.
Bad Belial.
Yeah.
Kinky. You ever seen the pictures?
What pictures?
You've been a dirty boy!
What pictures?
Sapphire, we have boots on, you know? Not what?
She does actually have really long high heel boots.
Okay.
Don't tell me you've sent that as off to Planet as well.
Sent what?
Have you sent that off to Planet as well?
No.
I just thought it was a joke.
Oh.
I didn't know it was actually real.
Fuck.
Oops.
Oh, you didn't send him the one with a strap on, did you? Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. We were trying it out, me and Planet, and... Oh, the amount of cocoa butter I had to use on him.
Sometimes you go too far, even for me. And I've got no standards.
Right, let's talk about crack cocaine addicted mice.
Yes.
Researchers in the US have discovered the part of a brain that makes it fun to get stoned also makes it pleasurable to get drunk. Okay, no shit there. The tests were carried out on mice, confirmed that the so-called cannabinoid receptors known as CB1 are also stimulated by drinking alcohol. The CB1 receptors are directly involved in triggering what researchers call the reinforcing properties of both substances. Somebody led the author of studies, neurologist and the US Department of Energy Brookhaven National Laboratory said that the results improved the general understanding of the role of these receptors playing in alcohol abuse. They also shed light on how a person's genes could affect their chances of getting addicted to various other things. Which is pretty interesting.
This is something we were talking about just the other day, wasn't it, on the show? Scientists fucking around.
Yeah, with mice and stuff.
Yeah. So now let's grow an ear on this one, you know.
Let's get fucking,
raise some monkeys.
Let's get drunk and see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, the mice are really happy. Do you want some beer, little mouse? Go on!
Ooh, fucking hell!
And then they go and write a paper on it.
Yeah.
Giving spliffs to mice.
Yeah.
My PhD thesis.
Could you imagine a mouse token on the bong?
I can now.
Yeah. After I had that spliff.
Yeah.
It's all very clear to me now.
Ooh, somebody sees me, but I can.
It's me, sorry.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
It's me opening the beer.
I opened my beer up, I think it was during the opening show, so it wasn't heard. Any other news? I'm going to...
We've got loads.
I've got fucking
loads. Well,
you've
got loads.
Yeah.
I've got fuck all.
I think I sent out, like, 3 emails.
Yeah, just overviewing
shit.
Them now.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've been a busy bunny.
Uh-huh.
No comment.
What?
No comment.
Okay, let's not talk about the pictures anymore, yeah? Fuck's sake. I did have to take that suit back, alright?
Did you?
Yeah.
Fuck, I guess all the state you left in.
What, the gimp suit?
No.
What else did you send me? I should actually already know, but...
AIDS.
I was wondering what was wrong with me. Let's see the news. Aussies are clueless. What else is new? Clueless about 3G.
Well, do they really need it?
Yeah.
Nah, they don't need it.
Nah.
There's cool new feature being installed in Glasgow's public transport that I noticed today. It's the first time we've used the bus in months, and they've installed GPS on all the buses. I was talking to the driver about it, and it's like GPS, right? So it has a map on a TV screen in the bus, but also tells you each station you're approaching. So there's text that scrolls along, an LED sign. It scrolls along, tells you where you are, like Gallagher, sure. Mungo's Academy, and all that. And I was like, wow, that's cool. And I was asking how it happened and all that, why they done it and all that. And he says, the reason why we done it is because people kept missing their fucking stops. And we just thought it'd be cool to have GPS in the buses, also to track the buses.
Yeah.
To see them in their own time.
Oh, yeah, you want to fucking track the buses.
Yeah. So I thought it was actually nice. It's about time, considering the Glasgow buses here are a piece of shit, so it's we've seen piece of shit buses with all this cool technology on it.
I think all the London ones have GPS on there.
Are they?
All the webcams, all the security cameras are hooked up via connection to
HP is laying off jobs in the UK.
Right.
Yeah.
968 HP employees in the UK are going to lose jobs sometime soon. It's like because they've done the merger with Compaq. Well, it's 6,000 people in total in Europe are going to be losing their jobs. Nearly 1,000 rich in the UK, which totally sucks because there's a big HP building up here where you can find all really cool stuff like laptops and brand new laptops and computers and all that. It's actually been thrown out just because they've been returned, or like they've got a key missing in the keyboard. Stupid stuff like that. Or if somebody spilled coffee on it, all you have to do is just dry it out.
Yeah.
I got my first laptop that way.
Cool.
As for other news, the Washington Post, but this is one of the stuff you sent me, the Washington Post is saying that the Pentagon has revised a doctrine to be signed in the next few weeks that would give President Bush the authority for a preemptive nuclear strike. Let's just hope, you know, it's like saying that we mean business and we never hope to use it, but
Knowing fucking America,
knowing how trigger happy Bush is.
Yeah. You really don't want to give a button to that guy.
Yeah. No.
Especially not the button to end the world.
Remy here says that Bat Bush is going to wipe out the evildoers. Auto terrorist bastards.
And Sony recalls millions of PS2 power adapters. Sony has asked certain streamlined models of PS2 owners around the world to return their AC adapters or risk what it calls injury hazard. In this stage, it's not known how many allegedly faulty adapters Sony will have to replace, but it's believed it's going to be quite a lot, in about millions of units alone in the US. To date, Sony has shipped in excess of 20 million PS2s around the world. More than 16 million streamlined PS2s have shipped since the model's introduction last November, according to Sony's own numbers. According with the Japanese giant, the number of AC adapters made between August and December 2004 and supplied with black streamlined PS2 models could overheat, potentially harming the consumer. This is not something new here.
No.
Dell recalled loads of their power adapters on their notebooks. So, you know, it's just a case of them getting the cheapest parts they can and then figuring out that they don't meet the standards.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's because it's...
get one and ask Granny to try it out. See what happens.
It's only now that these products are really being tested. You know, they weren't tested for this kind of use when they were designed or made in the factory. It's when they're actually out in the field that you know, they're really going to be used to the extreme. people are going to play on them and play on them, play on them, play on them. Yeah. And eventually these AC adapters are going to get fucking hot.
And they do get fucking hot.
Yeah. This, like you say, isn't a new thing. Because I remember a long time ago, I actually melted my Commodore 64's power adapter.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I was doing, I was having a marathon session on the Commodore 64, like 20 hours or something like that, which is unheard of back in the day.
Hmm.
Now you get people dying in Korea and things like that, because they have a brain spasm and freak out. But I was playing on the Commodore 64 for about 20 odd hours, and I didn't notice that I'd actually knocked something onto the power supply.
Yeah.
Now the transformer had actually melted, and all the electronics were coming out of the plastic case. It was just transformed. It was like
Transformers.
Robots in disguise.
And also, you've got the stuff that happened with the Xbox quite recently. Yeah. Last year, was it? Either last year or early this year, where they had to recall a load of power cables because they were fucking up, electrocuting people and melted and all kind of shit like that.
Yeah.
So, you gotta test this shit against extreme kind of playing.
Yeah.
If you're gonna release it into a very wide market, such as 20 million PS2s around the world.
Yeah.
Which is what it says they've shipped. So, that's a lot of lawsuits. So they're just covering their ass and saying, look, this might kind of fuck up.
Hmm.
So send it back, we'll give you a new one, and you'll be cool.
Sure.
So if there is anyone out there with a streamlined PS2, exercise your consumer right and get a new one. Well, not a whole new PS2, but the AC unit.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Sony's got enough money.
Yeah. I remember when we got that warning, I ended up fucking going through every single laptop we had. Now, we've got loads of laptops, and worked out that none of them were actually affected at all. This is a bit of a fucking arse.
Bastards.
Fuck's sake, mosquito in the room. Bastard, I'll get you later.
I'd have a massive wasp in my bathroom this morning.
Yeah, I fucking hate that shit, man.
I don't want the window from outside. Just sort of get out.
Yeah. So, Scobie's finally given a name for our conference. It's going to be called the THV Con Hacker Voice Conference.
Yeah.
Well, you said who's going, so, you know, I assume that's what it's going to be called.
THV Con.
THV Con. So, yeah, do come along.
Where you get owned like a noob by noobs.
What's that?
Where you get owned like a noob by noobs.
Yeah.
Like a noob by a noob.
And the UK government has said it will go on a charm offensive this week aimed at winning the general public around the idea of national identity register and identity cards. The Home Office Minister Andy Burnham is kicking off 7-day tour of the country today with a stop at Manchester Airport. He said he wants to persuade people about ID cards that will protect personal identity and privacy, the BBC reports. Shami Chakrabarty, the director of Civil Rights Groups Liberty, has described this tour as an attempt to sell Tony Blair's 10 billion white elephant, and has called it on the government to put some money on the, and has called the government to put the money from the card scheme into policing national security. Yeah, how about that, bitches?
Or just pretend to schools.
Yeah, Burnham excused opponents and the proposal of whipping up fears that ID cards will create a police state, but has said that myths like this were easy to counter. We have been slower to respond to more subtle claims that ID cards weaken the privacy of the individual against the state. In fact, the exact opposite is true. He told the BBC, it may sound like a bold claim, but our ID card system will protect personal data and privacy. He did
Bullshit.
Not go into detail as how the card would do this. He did not go into detail as how the card would do this.
He
also
he has
repeated
no fucking
the
idea.
Yeah, he also repeated that the government denies that the card could cost as much as £300, as was suggested in a report of London School of Economics.
Now, who do you believe on the pricing here? Do you believe the government?
The government! The government! I love the government!
The government who don't know exactly how it's going to protect us, or really what it's going to do, what yeah. information it's going to store.
Oh, or, they know exactly what information they want from us.
Well, they know what information they'd like,
yeah.
which is everything.
Yeah.
Star.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, I love that. That's going on my fucking SIG.
Or do you believe the pricing that was suggested by the London School yeah. of Economics?
Yeah.
Now, the London School of Economics, maybe they know a little bit about pricing
yeah.
and business. And hey, economics, for crying out loud. They're saying this thing could cost as much as £300. Per person.
Right.
Now the government's kind of playing it down and saying, oh, that's bollocks, it'll only cost 93, I think I read today. 93 is still fucking high.
Yeah.
To have your privacy taken away from you.
Sure.
Anything above zero to have your privacy taken away is bad.
Yeah.
Having your privacy taken away is awful.
Yeah.
You know, they should be paying us 300 fucking quid.
Definitely.
It's like, hey, volunteer for this terrible, terrible idea, and we'll give you £300. Then they'll have some volunteers.
Yeah.
Not me. Fucking.
I mean, why would they go ahead and do something like this? Oh, because they need a huge amount of database. You know, they need to collect our information first. Second of all, they need to, you know. They need to standardize the way people live. They need to acquire their information. They need to database it, so then they can cross it over with everything else we buy, we listen, we watch. You know what I mean? It's just slowly moving into a completely different state that we wanted it to even, you know, go into. Bastards! Sorry, go ahead.
See, because the London School of Economics says it costs £300 per card.
Yeah.
Times that by 58 million people in the UK, and it comes to £17.4 billion.
Ooh, fuck!
That's ridiculous.
That is a lot, a lot more than £10 billion that fucking Tony Blair was saying.
Yeah. Scoby, lend me some money so I can pay for this card.
Fuck the card.
People are going to be going into debt just to have this card, and. After all, are you not legally bound to have this card?
I think I'm getting one that can fuck off.
They can suck my hairy ass balls, bitch.
I'd rather sit in a fucking street corner homeless than have this fucking card. At least then I'd have some freedom.
Yeah. Bastards.
It's fucking crazy, man. The entire thing. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. But the government's been trying to get this in for years.
Yeah.
And when I say the government, I don't just mean the Labour Party. I mean, the Tories were talking about this when they were still in power. Mm. A mandatory ID card that you have to carry with you. So the burden of proof is on the individual, not on the state. You know, you're stopped in the street for no reason, and they say, identify yourself, citizen!
Yeah.
And you have to prove that you are a valid citizen and you have a right to be walking around.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid. If they have a suspicion against an individual, fine, stop them, question them, find out, you know, build your case. But you can't just go around in a democracy stopping people saying, I assume you are guilty.
Yeah.
And the state gives me the power that
to interrogate you.
Yeah. Unless you prove you're innocent, then you're coming with me, pal.
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, have you noticed, like, in films, Every time something happens and the police need to get, you know, it's always the police warrant that, you know, lets the bad guy get away. And it's always that kind of, oh, we needed to get a warrant and it took so long and he got away sort of thing. And it's just like, they're trying to get that whole kind of, yeah, it's true. It is a procedure that takes a long time. Well, not a long time, but they need to get it verified. They need to get the warrant issued from the court to be able to search somebody's house.
Mm.
But is that not better?
Yeah.
Than giving your rights away, assuming that this would not be abused.
Mm.
Now, I have to say something. The police on the street are fucking good, yeah? You won't be dissing the police when some fucking cunt's kicking your head in.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I've. That's first of all. That I just have to say that. Okay. It's the, you know, average police officer. Fine. They're just doing their job. They're following what their orders, and they're out there to protect you, your rights, and you. Okay. It's the government.
They're doing a very risky job.
It's the government.
Doing it very well. Yeah.
It's the government that is there to fuck you over. It's the government that makes the laws. It's Tony Blair and his Illuminati and the fucking the Queen, yeah, that's putting this shit out to people.
I don't know if she gives too much of a toss.
Oh, fucking hell, man. She's fucking half German.
She lives in a big house, you know. She's set up for life.
Yeah.
She's
handing everything out to them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's evidence around that she is the grand patroness of the Illuminati.
She is. I know, because, you know.
He's laughing, but...
My grandmother, she was actually... she was in a Masonic lodge when she was about age of 23 or something like that. And now I'll tell you this story. Because she was actually a head of a school. And she was a very good geography teacher. And because of the way the Illuminati works, they want to get their foot into every door. And the primary thing they want to get into is education and teaching children what they want them to be taught.
Yeah.
So she was called up into the Masonic lodges. And these are, you know, she described to me, she's quite old now, but, you know, she can remember it quite well. And she was describing to me, you know, how it looked. It was very grand. It had massive pictures on the wall. It was, you know, all kind of gold laminated, gold plated stuff and all that kind of crap. And they asked her, basically, you know, to follow a certain way of teaching. And in return, she could get anything she wanted. You know, if there was ever a problem in her life, you know, it would be sorted out. And no problem. Just call the brothers and the brothers will help you, sort of thing. And she basically turned them down. And a few years later on, my granddad is imprisoned in an island. And supposedly he's a criminal of the state because he worked for the government. And now he's suddenly, you know, spending 3 years breaking up rocks on an island and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, I've been directly affected by them.
What exactly did they expect to get from a geography teacher?
No, teacher. She was a geography teacher to start off with, but she was the head of the school.
Oh, right.
See what I mean? But she, you know, like, you know, your head of your school could be the head, but he's also a maths teacher. Do you see what I mean? Yeah.
Cool. I just thought there was going to be some story where they said, you know, we don't want you to teach that the Isle of Man exists anymore. Yeah. Say it was a myth.
Yeah.
It never existed.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need someone inside the Masons.
Good luck with that, mate.
Yeah, fucking too, right?
Yeah.
Where do you start with that fucking project?
Yeah, let me just call Tony Blair up. Hi, Tony, how's it going? Well, you know, everything's going quite well. And
you know, that's actually quite a good idea. Let's fucking phone him up.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. I don't want to draw any attention to us from those fuckers.
Yeah, I love the way he's planning it every time. It just shits himself. It's like, no, fucking FBI, no, I'm
call
not
me
calling, I'm not calling the fucking White House.
Keep me out of this shit. You know, these fucking people, you don't go up and kick them in the arse, you know, when what we're doing. Because
kick them in the arse and run. in a zigzag.
Run away! So the problem is, they've got a miskewed conception of the word hacker. So
yeah,
here we
they...
are saying we are Hacker Voice Radio.
No, we're not.
It's true kind of meaning.
Yeah.
But if we keep ringing them up and drawing attention to ourselves,
we
go,
they're
evil hackers, and you know, they're terrible terrorist kind of people, and let's go around the houses and fucking smack them with a nightstick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
however kinky that may sound,
it doesn't sound enjoyable.
Oh, okay.
I've seen the pictures. I know you like it.
Have you really?
No, I've not.
Okay.
Oh,
you bastard.
Do these pictures actually exist?
No.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to side with Scoby on this one.
Okay.
So. Basically, you know, these are the kind of people who, they don't like us. I don't think we should really draw any extra attention to ourselves from them. You know, fuck those guys. What we're doing is getting information out there about what they're up to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
well, I mean,
that's
I mean,
cool.
if we said, like, yeah, let's get Tony Blair on one show, and so he could speak, that would be fucking cool, I think.
Yeah, but he wouldn't tell you anything worth listening to.
Yeah, true, true. But, I mean, not only will it not happen, it's just, you know, it's quite funny to say.
Yeah, but the fact that, you know, they would actually ask him would be funny.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Official press request.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, what do you want to speak to Mr. Blair about? We want to talk to him about what it's like being a 33rd degree Freemason.
Yeah.
And he'd be like,
no comment.
Don't even joke about it. You wake up one morning, you go to put the fucking rubbish out at the end of your driveway, and there'd be some fucking G-man there going through the other bin bags. Who are you? Why do you want to talk to Mr. Blair?
Maybe.
Fuck that.
Well, just kind of relates to our next bit, is RFID the fucking lot of them. UKID cards to use... ICAO reader standard. The government last week confirmed that the UK's plans on ID card is intended. Fucking hell.
I'll join you in the cough there.
Illuminati. intended to operate.
You see, they're getting to you already.
Trying to silence me. Intended to operate as a passport light. Yes, I said it. Passport light. That could be used for travel within the European Union and. Signal that the homeless may move to. I was trying to drink my beer and speak at the same time there.
I thought you were reading this news story in the club style.
Yeah.
Extremely. ID card.
RFID. Sound like me drunk.
Yeah, it might be moving towards the use of PIN as a common mechanism for verification. So basically, just like your credit cards, the card's operation is as passports. Card operation as a passport, said under the Secretary of State Andy Burnham. Again, that guy fucking helped us with pissing.
Burnham!
And detected that it will be used as a ICAO standard RFID. Contactless reader technology, just like your Oyster card, which will use chip and PIN, would also like to be compatible with banking and retail systems. Oh my god! This means that, he said, the functionality could both contact cardless and PIN. It would basically be used as a cardless card and as a PIN verification. But on its own, it's more than a credit card, nor is it immediately obvious that the transaction of an ID cardholder might want to or needs to conduct via the traditional chip and PIN infrastructure. There are, however, possibilities, advantages for the government in using the commercial chip and PIN network, or at least these are being audit trials. So basically, they're auditing these for far more extent, providing far more detailed picture of the user's movement. So basically, they're trying to, with this card, they're covering all areas. They're tracking you on your purchases, where you are traveling, what you're doing with the card, and it's also a passport. It's also a legal identification document, okay? The government view this as a passport-like aspect of the card. Requires that it will have a contactless capability, however, has interesting ramifications. The ID cards are also used for identification on border crossings in Europe and UK. Presently call for common standards on ID cards within the Europe just days after taking office. The UK's the UK's call for common standards to ensure that data is stored and the identity is properly protected and can be read by other member states. So basically they want to standardize the use of this data, which is not fucking very clever. Also, RFID, it's an open system, so you know, if a reader queries the cards, the card spits everything out, its all contents, to the reader. Primary purpose for the readers, if they're installed at all, will be to check passports. If appropriate common standards for ID cards will be agreed, then it will make sense for member states which use contactless readers to check passports also to use them for checking ID cards. It isn't quite that one might understand from Burnham's claim that current plans to use ID cards for European travel mean that the card will need to meet standards and established international civil organization which require the card to be contactless in order to consider it valid for a travel document. At the moment they haven't really decided on the standard and all this kind of crap, but this is scary stuff, because if they're able to track everything you do and use it as a travel document, there's no getting away.
Yeah.
And also it's contactless. That means you don't have to be aware that you're being read. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like when you walk through a shop, you know those barriers? Those are RFID readers. Not a lot of people know that. Those things, those little tags on the items that you buy, when you peel them off, you see like a spiral. That's actually the RFID chip. That's the antenna that goes around it. And they're actually developing technology that makes that chip become very small. So it needs probably about an inch or a half an inch of aerial to work. Scary stuff.
Thing that pisses me off about this story is at the start of it, how they're trying to sugarcoat the pill.
Yeah.
Now, the government's saying that the planned ID card is going to be a passport light.
Yeah.
So you can use it to travel into Europe. Mm. And waltz.
Why not just use a passport?
Exactly.
What the fuck is?
We've got passports already. We don't need a new one.
I don't have a problem with using a passport. Do you have a problem with carrying a passport in your pocket?
Hell no.
It's okay. It's a little bit bigger than a standard document, but it's a passport. Every single passport is that size.
This is the kind of bullshit that they're trying to use to get people to adopt it.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, leave your passport at home, it's okay. You have to carry your ID card around anyway. Yeah. And now you can just waltz through customs in France. You know, we scan every motherfucker who comes past the gate. And, you know, we don't need to stop you and ID you and ask you a load of questions. It'll be really great. You know, you can go into Europe dead quick and you don't have to queue up anymore. That's the kind of line that they're trying to get you to believe into. So you go, oh, the ID card isn't all that fucking bad. Mm. But you're being logged everywhere you go. Mm. And meanwhile, back home, you know, you've just fucking signed up for this ID card, bollocks.
Yeah.
Passport light? Why? Why do you need a light passport when every single bloody citizen already has a genuine passport?
Yeah.
Well, most people anyway.
Yeah. What I have to say to that is, fuck off! I ain't fucking buying any of it, you fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can suck my fucking balls, and I ain't gonna pay for no fucking passport light to track me. Fucking chip and pin. I'll give you chip and pin up your ass, mate. Sorry. Just a bit emotional there.
That pisses me off.
And something that pisses me off even fucking more is fucking sheeps. Brits happy to ditch civil liberties. 3 out of 4 Brits would be happy to hand over their civil liberties in exchange for better security against terrorist attacks, according to the figures from pollster ICM. It is interesting that note that the same generic public that rails against attempt to make them drive more slowly or with more care is in spite of the fact that in 2004, 671 pedestrians were killed in traffic accidents. Why are they talking about traffic accidents with this? It makes no sense. It doesn't correlate. What the fuck? Okay. Trade-off with civil liberties for security. Security is your God-given right in a country. Your passport should ensure you protection. It's not like, oh, we I'm going to have to trade in some of my rights to be a little bit more secure. It doesn't work that way. By default, you should be protected by the country you live in, okay?
Yeah.
It's their problem if they fucked it up. It's their problem if they are incapable of managing their own fucking national security and information agencies. Okay, some of these heads should roll, and I mean that fucking literally. I mean, like, literally, you know, get up on a fucking stage and, like, chop these people's heads off. I'd be there cheering the fucking... I'd have a flag. I'd have one of those, you know, those little football clangers things.
A great big foam finger.
Yeah.
It says, instead of we're number one, it says, you're fucked.
Yes. Now, fucking, you know, call me a fucking cyber terrorist if you want. Call me a terrorist if you want. But I'm fucking speaking the truth here. And if anyone has anything to say that, you know, I'm wrong, or come say I'm against this, you know, you know how to contact me. The number is 288-2554. You know, find us, talk to us.
I don't want to see anyone's head come off because they fucked up.
Oh, come on.
I want to see them get sacked.
I fucking do.
They're I want to see them publicly say, look, you're in charge of bloody security and investigation into all these fucking weirdos who like dynamite. Yeah. You fucked up, a bomb went off, you're sack pal.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You know, we're going to find someone who knows his arse from his elbow and can stop this kind of shit.
These aren't normal
I know,
people.
You can't stop every single bloody terror attack.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I don't want to see anyone's head come off or anything like that. But they should be accountable for their mistakes.
Yeah, but these aren't
same as everyone else.
These aren't normal people that run these agencies. And the survey found 37% of Brits overall supported the trade-off between liberty and security.
That's
Tory voters were even keener than average to do so. 79% are responding to Ant backing the idea. Labour and Lib Dems came in at 79% and 70% in favour, respectively. Further, 62% of respondents were in favour of deploying foreign radical Islamists, deporting for foreign radical Islamists, even in that deportation was a country that used torture. Only 19% of... I mean, this country is just pretty fucking fucked up, alright? You know, they say, oh yeah, we've got so much diversity and we're so fucking tolerant. Bollocks. This is probably the most racist country that, you know, it really is.
Yes.
I mean, you speak to most of the people, like, fucking, you know, behind closed doors, when nobody's listening. When somebody's listening, everybody's pretty and nice and, you know, oh yeah, we love all colours and all this crap. Behind closed doors, it's a fucking different story, I'll tell you that. You know, similar to only 19% opposed the terrorist suspects to be held 3 months without charge, with 62% welcoming the proposal. Certainly, it's crazy that's, you know, over 70%, nearly 80% of people would rather trade in their liberties. All right, this is just like something that you are born with, your rights. Just to have more security. Now watch, when you give those rights away, you won't be fucking getting them back.
That's for sure.
Also, let's not forget that a lot of men and women went out and fucking fought and died for these liberties.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
See, the problem is, right? See, the people that actually run the countries to this world, they're all connected, right? I know people might think it's conspiracy theories and all that, but there is substantial evidence out there to prove it.
Oh, yes.
You know, they are the Illuminati. They are for death. They are for torture. They are for murdering.
Yeah, because they don't... It's not like, you know, it's not like this is all good. It's like fucking hell on earth, man. That's their mission. It's dominating humans into slavery because they think they're higher up. It's the fucking Church of Satan, man. It's like torture, death. This is stuff they love. And just look what's happening to the world. It's heading their way, man. It's heading down the dark path of hell on earth, man.
It's all about control, really, isn't
it?
And you control people by keeping them ignorant and diverting their attention and shit like that. And that is exactly what is going on all the bloody time. You've only got to turn on the bloody news. And if you sit down and you actually think about it, kind of like, what's actually going on? Not what's being reported, but why are you reporting this to me?
Yeah.
And why are you reporting it from this angle? You know, there's more to this story than just what you want me to hear. You really got to think about the news, and especially the newspapers. You know, every single one of those has a different angle.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's from the far right to the far left. I think you've got to read them all and make up your own mind. And this is something I've said before. Don't let your opinions and your views be dictated to you by the media. Read them all. Watch different news channels and don't take it all on face value. Go out and research it and make up your own mind. You're still a free citizen. I don't know how long that's going to last, but that is your right.
Yeah, use it while you can, because it's soon.
Because it's going the way of the fucking dinosaur.
Yeah. We're all fucked.
If half of this shit goes through, you know. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, where do you expect us to be in 5 years' time? Do you expect us to be able to freely make hacker voice meetings? I don't think so. The last meeting was raided by police. Okay? You can read it on the 2600 website. What happened there? Somebody was accused of terrorist activities. Somebody is accused of stealing from the till, even though he was actually downstairs. But the guy was black, okay? That's a initial prejudice, okay? Now, understand, a greater proportion of criminals are actually black people, okay? That goes for fact, all right? It's not a racist thing. It's just because they're poor, and it's much easier, and this whole society is driven with crime, drugs, you know, rappers and all that kind of shit. It's just a fatherless society where there are no morals, no rules. That's why they go out and shoot people. And I'm sure if I was in that position, I'd probably be doing the fucking same. But you can't pigeonhole people. It doesn't work, okay?
Yeah.
Now, in the last meeting I was there, there was actually a group of black guys there. All right. Now, honestly, that was the first time I actually saw, black people there at a hacker convention or a hacker meeting. And I was just, like, thrilled to be able to talk to them, to kind of pick up things and ask them, how comes you're here? What interested you? What kind of, you know, brought you here? How did you find it? And talk to them. Because it's like, you know, let's just say, oh, there's a girl there. You know, you want to find out about her sort of thing. Because there's one kind of category of people that would attend there, and they're usually all the same. It's true. I mean, come on, you go to a fucking meeting and it's just, you know, a whole load of fucking wankers, isn't it?
Thanks.
I'm just kidding you. Let's see our turnout go to zero.
Good job, Belial.
Yep, I fucking done it there. I'm just kidding, you guys. You know,
I don't know what you're going on about there.
But see, our meeting next month.
Yeah,
it should say it won't be eventless. We're going to have spies in there. I know that for a fact.
Oh, and I welcome them. I welcome them.
They are going to be spies in there, and I'll tell you something. If I suspect anyone as a spy, they will certainly get a fucking piece of my mind.
Yeah. I'll be like,
you're gonna go around grabbing people by the lapel saying, "Are you fed? You gotta tell me, man."
I'm telling you.
If I ask you, you're gonna say so.
Who are you working for? Tell me, who are you working for?
See, if I ask people what the handles are right and the stutter, then I'll know straight away.
Yeah. What's your handle? Belial?
007.
Oh, fuck. No.
Fuck.
I mean, Leet_dude.
Yeah. Grey Fox. No, no, no. It's Ownzor, yeah.
Just go up to random people and say, this one flies at midnight. Yeah. See if they say anything. Yeah. That's how you spot a spy.
Yeah.
Although I have been watching too many spy films that were made in the 60s. Mm. That's true.
And, I mean, how would we be able to spot a spy?
You can't.
No.
Well, they might have a name tag that says Rani.
That might say what?
Rani. A name tag with Rani on it.
No, he's too elite to be a spy.
Yes.
Spies don't use the command line. That's true.
No. Oh god, this is not this isn't in the news at all that I sent to you guys.
What do you got?
But the not Homeland Security, but police are trying to stop people from using non-standard web browsers like Mozilla Firefox and all that kind of
what
stuff.
What the fuck?
Because it's apparently harder to trace pornographic or illegal content that they've been viewing. So basically what they're getting at
some is
because
it's well programmed.
Exactly. What they're trying to get is that they're unable to view the history because, you know, and I was actually reading a review of somebody saying, you know, these kind of guys that are there to check their computers, what they do is they view the history and say, well, what happens if somebody, you know, like encrypts a file? And they're like, oh, they're going to be stuck on that for years, man. They were fucking... It's ridiculous. And also, they're trying to, you know, block you from encrypting your own data and clearing your cookies and history files. Because the first thing they do is open your cookies folder. And if they don't find anything... I mean, it's not only that. They're actually... I mean, if you're running a Linux system, you're guilty as charged.
Oh, aye.
Yeah.
But you do know that it's illegal in the States to use cryptography of any kind.
You're kidding me?
Nope.
Really? I didn't know that.
It's been... I think it's been out since 2002, I'm not too sure.
What the fuck?
Ionix knows more about this than me, yeah. But it is illegal to use cryptography of any means.
What? To, like, only encrypt your own files?
Any files.
You can suck my balls, bitch. I'm gonna encrypt what I like.
Is this where, if your computer gets pulled by the police, and there's a load of encrypted data on it,
they assume the worst.
Well, I think there is a law where you're forced to hand over the keys to unencrypt it.
Yeah. Well, what if you can't hand over the keys? What if the method of encryption wasn't a key method? What if it was your presence on the actual machine that was the encryption method? And what if it was a rotating key that had no system to it? It was just like whenever the clock turned that time and that second, that's when a key was generated. They'd be fucked, man.
I might be talking about the wrong thing here.
Eighty percent of the files. Like 80% of the files on my machine are all encrypted, so they can just suck my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think what it is like intentionally encrypting files.
Yeah.
Like to purposely, you know, hide things from the government. But so, like, for example,
that's crazy.
Surely every that could be right. Intentionally.
That could be every single file that you've encrypted.
Yeah. Exactly, it's stripper.
Well, you're not hiding it from. Well, okay, you could be hiding it from the government. But you're probably hiding it from someone else from seeing what you've got.
Yeah, but they'll perverse it in such a way to say that you're intentionally hiding and incriminating things from the government.
Well, it's fucking hell. So that's my
perfect example, right?
You're right.
The Kevin Mitnick trials.
Yeah.
Okay. He had a file called NSA right?
Yeah.
But it had nothing to do with the National Security Agency. It was, I think it was a document or something like that. Mm. But it
Naughty
was encrypted using his key.
Yeah.
And he refused to turn over the key to the prosecutors. Yeah. And then so they got pissed off and kept him in probably for another couple of years because of that.
Yeah.
They refused him another bail hearing.
That's
in fact,
crazy.
No, you're not bail hearing. You refused my fucking trial.
Yeah.
The guy didn't even go to trial.
That's got me fucking enraged, man. I'll tell you.
No, it does ring bells with me. I remember, I can't remember if it went through or not.
Hmm.
But there was some legislation, I'm pretty sure it's in the UK, where if you've got encrypted data and you get pinched, then you have to provide the methods to unencrypt it.
Right.
Otherwise, you're kind of guilty by default.
That's
because
ridiculous.
You can't prove your innocence.
Yeah.
And again, that goes back to the proof of innocence being on the citizen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're suspected.
You're guilty before you're innocent.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is just goes against every.
They've got it the wrong fucking way around.
I know. And it's mad. But I just want to close this ID stuff off. The government has admitted that it has oversold its identity card plans and admits that the card won't solve every problem facing the country, from fraud to terrorism.
That?
Yes, via illegal immigration, despite that this has pledged to push it with the idea, saying that it will still help, in quotation marks, in situations where fraud and identity abuse are factors, okay? Tony McNulty, the Home Office's main charge of card also predicted a battle between the House of Commons and the House of Lords over the questions of making the card compulsory. Currently, both houses have voted in favour of making the card a must-have, but the House of Lords is not expected to support the idea. Right on, brothers.
Mm-hmm.
It says that the government is looking into procedure to see if it does want it to do what it wants it to do with the card, so they don't even know what to do now. They said that the cost will be up to £300. It's just crazy. And you know, the thing is, when you need to open a bank account, okay, you need to provide proof of residence dating back 3 years. You need to provide a legal identification document. Now, some banks won't even take your driving license. They will ask you for a passport. The more identity,
a birth certificate.
Or a birth certificate. Yeah. The thing is, I bet you that to get this card, you will have to provide your passport. Now, this means that the passport is the overruling document. So what the fuck is the point of this card? I don't see any point to it.
Do you know what it might be?
What?
It's like, a passport is simply a book, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing that they can do to track you than that.
Yeah.
So what they'll do is they'll have a card, which is probably the...
which has a unique identity.
The precursor to something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, we'll have this card maybe for about 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And then they'll step up saying, this is the new card, it's more secure, it's this, that, and the next thing.
Hmm.
But guess what? We've got embedded chips in it, so we can try everything you fucking do.
Hmm.
I can sneak it
in
like that.
Do you know, I'll be very surprised if they don't try and sneak some GPS in there.
GPS? Oh, that'll be pretty hardcore stuff, man.
Trust me, if the fucking Russians can do it, we can do it. I'd be very surprised if they will not be able to do that within the next 5 years.
Ah.
But I bet you that is what they want to do, and that's probably why they're telling people to carry it on them at every fucking moment.
Mm.
I mean, put it this way, if they could get away with it, right, they'd have barcodes in the back of our fucking necks with chips implanted.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I would love that. If I was them, I would, you know, this is what will happen. Everybody will be inserted with an implant, and away we go. But I actually tested it out. I had a GPS on my body, and I walked around my area, came home, loaded up what I tracked into my laptop, got a map up, and it was a perfect fit over where I tracked, over where I walked to, you know, on the map. So they could basically track what you're doing, where you are at that moment. Now, as to how small they can get this technology and how they can get this to interface with RFID, it's a step far, maybe.
Well, keep in mind, you know, you have major advancements in nanotechnology now. Major advancements.
As far as them tracking you by RFID, you know, that's already been doing. That's already there. It's already in the Oyster cards. It's you know, it's technology to be exploited.
This will be the next step up.
Yeah, all I need is an RFID reader, and I'm away, and I'm going to start exploiting this as soon as I get myself a reader. I'm going to open this shit up. I'm going to serial cable it to my PC, get some binary out of it, see what it's doing, how it's working, and see what I can do to it.
Mm. But if you do, you will be labeled a terrorist by the government.
Possibly. That's why I won't be telling anyone that I'm doing this.
Well, no one, you know...
I mean, nobody's listening to this show anyway, so it doesn't matter.
mi5.gov.uk.
Oh, that wasn't your referral spoof, no?
No.
Oh, I was just wondering, what would happen... if you wrapped up an RFID chip in tinfoil or something like that?
It wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work?
I've tried it. That's the way to mask it. That's what I do with mine. It's covered with tinfoil around it, so it only works when you open it up.
And so let's say they introduce this absolute bullshit, which I fucking hope they don't.
Yeah.
And it's mandatory to carry a card on you at all times.
Isolate
it. Will it be illegal...
Yes.
To carry it around wrapped in tinfoil.
Yes, it will be, yes. Yeah.
Why?
Because
I just want to keep it fresh, officer. I don't want it to wear down, you know, or get the edges scraped or shit like that.
Well, you'll be, first of all, they think you're a fucking nut because you're carrying tinfoil.
Oh, fuck that.
You know,
that.
The tinfoil hat thing.
Hey, leave
I'll
the tinfoil hat
too.
Yeah. I mean, shit, man. Tinfoil hats saved my life.
I'm really wondering.
From the alien mind probe!
Yeah.
But imagine that, because they're kind of spinning it from a certain angle, that, you know, you have to carry it for identification.
Yeah.
And they're not really saying you have to carry it, because we want to track you every fucking where you go, and we want to know every move you make.
Yeah.
They're spinning it from the angle that if... we stop you.
Yeah.
You have to provide valid identification.
Sure.
Now, you could provide valid identification by pulling out your ID card, unwrapping the tin foil, and saying, yes, officer, I'm very cooperative. Here is my ID card.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time, it's wrapped up in the tin foil, and you're like, you know, wandering around, maybe nearly a free citizen.
Yeah.
Just have the tin foil lined wallet on the inside.
I think that could be a big seller in the future.
But the thing is...
hang on to that idea, Scopey. It'll probably make you a millionaire.
When they,
I'll fucking buy one.
When they scan you, when they see that you're hiding something, they'll question you and they'll probably arrest you because you're hiding that document. That's basically what's happening.
But this would go all into the open about what their intentions really are.
No. If you are not allowed to encrypt your own data... you're not allowed to hide this because when you see this again, it's not your property. That's not that card. That card does not belong to you. It belongs to the government. Okay.
Yeah, it's an official document.
Yeah, it's issued
like
to
that.
You.
Yeah.
But that's why you're not allowed to modify it. And wrapping tin foil around it is modifying it. So is with my Oyster card.
Not modifying the card.
No.
I think you could argue
it's modifying the function of the card.
Yeah.
Because you're isolating the radio waves from it, so it can't be read. That's like, you know, the Borg. When you unplug a Borg bastard from the thing, from the mothership or whatever, that's basically what you're doing to the card.
We are the Borg.
Yeah. That kind of scared me there for a second.
Good. Yeah. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a way around it like that. It's like the little watch pocket you get in your jeans. what if you lined that with tinfoil and that just happened to be where you keep your ID card?
Yeah.
So it's not like you pull it out in front of a copper and unwrap the foil.
Just, isolate your own body with tinfoil.
I'm just kicking around ideas here.
Yeah, but when he puts his fingers into your pockets to check if you've got any, you know, anything else, he's
going to notice that. I'll get him done for sexual harassment.
No, you can't do that.
Nothing.
You're nothing. Yeah, you can't do anything. Your rights have been taken away because 79% of British citizens says that they're willing to, trade off their civil liberties for a bit of security.
Hopefully.
That's better, right? See if you're looking at it as a terrorist standpoint.
Yeah.
If they might fucking bomb someplace, there is nothing people can do to stop them.
No.
They're not going to be carrying around bloody tracker cards and shit like that. Hell no.
And if even if they had to,
on the spot fine.
Even if they had to,
like
they'd
that,
probably be carrying ones that they've stolen from someone. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or they use my tinfoil wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Scobie's patented
accessory to terrorism. That's what I'll be
I'm telling you, mate. Get onto the patent site. Yeah. Get that fucking thing done. I'll buy one.
Yeah. Why buy one when you can make your own?
Get a hacker swag.
Yeah.
Well, if I buy one, I can blame it on Scobie.
You're going to have a
and
little...
I can just blame it on you.
Legal, you can have a little legal clause. This is just a novelty item. Any use...
Not to be used for real use.
Yeah, and, yeah, all this crap.
This is about as functional as a tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
Which are also on sale at Scobie.com.
Hacker voice swag. Well, I think we should close it off here because we're just past an hour.
Cool.
Yep.
Otherwise, I'll just keep ranting about fucking RFID.
Definitely. So I didn't even notice that we'd gone off this. What shall I close it off with?
Any other skipper?
Let's see.
What was his sexuality? Straight. See, /straight. /metal.
Yeah. No,
you'll
no.
find it there.
Don't have anything there.
How about
a bit of Franz Ferdinand?
Oh.
For our Scottish friend here.
Don't have anything.
And also
Franz
because
Ferdinand.
I bought their album today.
No, I don't have any Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, crying out loud.
Never did like them.
They're bloody good, man.
Anything else?
Scobie, your turn.
Scobie.
What are
you? Anything that you want us to finish off with?
No, I don't mind.
Okay.
Black Sabbath!
Let's just play Illuminati by Flatboy Slim.
Cool.
Aye.
All three of us, we should have seen the call.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Good night from me as well. Take care, you crazy kids.
Scoop time.
Illuminati, a secret society do exist. Illuminati, society do exist. Illuminati.